Nashville's latest effort to create affordable housing will give about $2 million to four nonprofit development groups. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, the grants awarded this week will build units for a wide range of Nashvillians, from extremely low income to the working class.
The new housing grants will build 57 affordable units on government-owned parcels, mostly in North Nashville. Some will be sold below market rate, others will be rented with a cap of $325 per month. It's the second batch of money since the start of the Barnes Housing Trust Fund in 2013. The fund helps nonprofits meet what experts call an affordability crisis. Kathy Dodd, who runs the Woodbine Community Development Organization, says it's the right move.
Somebody said to me, if I gave you $150 million, what would you do? And I said, spend it. That's how much affordable housing I could do if I had the money. There is such a need for money in the Barnes Fund.
Her group was funded to build 42 units for very low-income seniors and people with disabilities. About a dozen agencies competed for the grants. That's the most to date. Of the money, really only a quarter is local from the Barnes Fund. The majority comes from the federal government. And housing officials sounded the alarm this summer because Congress could cut its low-income grants by 93%. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.